Hi, this is Mike Dettillier, and you are listening to Flourish Truly with Tina and Georgette.
Live from New Orleans, home of good food, good music, and tons of fun, this is Tina and Georgette with Flourish Truly. Hey, my friend, happy Tuesday. How are you doing today?
I am doing well. Looking forward to the Panthers this coming weekend.
Yes, indeed. Baker Mayfield. Which Mayfield is going to show up?
Yes. It's going to be exciting.
But before we get ahead of ourselves, let's jump right back into what happened on Sunday. Kind of just like Mike Evans, who jumped in off of the sidelines when Bruce Arians told him to come in and get in on that fight and got Lattimore ejected. Yeah, still really frustrated about that. I still cannot believe that he was ejected from the game. I'm just so frustrated because, first of all, Brady instigated this. He comes out and says he's not happy with the suspension of Mike Evans. You're the one with your vulgar mouth, curses out Lattimore, and then Fournette gets physical. Lattimore defends himself again because this is the second time this has happened. And Arians is on the sidelines where he has no business being because he's not a coach. He's a freaking consultant. And he sends Mike Evans out there. And then, of course, you know, it turns into a brawl. Marcus May, it was like bulldog ready to like love how he defended him so quickly. So, you know, Lattimore gets ejected. And then Mike Evans is out there and he's like throwing his hands up and having a fit and yelling and cursing at fans as he's leaving the stadium. It's just disgusting. I have no respect for that team. And it's obvious, you know, they want a rivalry. And this guy comes out there and he thinks his crap doesn't stink. And I'm looking at all the other things that happened in this game that everything and anything could have went wrong. First of all, I mean, obviously before the game, Jameis Winston, the four back fractures in his lumbar, we'll talk about later on the show, but the officiating was poor. We have the fight. There's another instance of a player who took a smack at Mike Thomas. Nothing happens with that. You know, Arian's not going to be disciplined. Penalties, the whole game itself. I mean, it just was a hot mess. No adjustments. The fumble with Mark Ingram. It's just everything and anything could happen in this game. I'm disgusted. I feel like it's a broken record. Here we are talking about poor officiating, talking about penalties, shooting ourselves in the foot.
Yeah. So the game was, let me say it like this. All of that aside, we were doing as well as could be expected with Jameis and his back injury. I was very proud of how he played. I'll tell you that for me, I know everyone's talking about Mark's fumble. Yes, agreed 100% because we were going to score 7 points and go up by 10. But I think for me, fight aside, because I have very strong personal feelings about that fight, disgusting. For me, the turning point was Roby's personal foul call for unnecessary roughness. And I think that if that call hadn't have happened, we would have won that game. And the reason I say that is because we stopped them on 3rd and 10, and they were going to have to punt that ball back to us. And the momentum was with us. When that happened, I think everyone was stunned. Okay, we're going to toss out Sean for no reason whatsoever. He was assaulted on the field. And now we have this. So I think that this game was a lot. There was a lot to digest, a lot to unpack. I'm really upset with the Jameis slander. I'm super proud of Pete Werner. That kid is balled out. He is the current leader in tackles. Like the kid is just killing it.
We held the Bucs to 3 points.
100%
until the third quarter. I mean, any other time you look at stats, we should have won the game. People are like throwing Jameis under the bus. The kid has broken back. He literally was trying to carry the team on his back and make something happen. Okay, so he's wrong for that. But you know who I blame more? Coaching. Mm-hmm. Because at some point, you've got to take him out knowing he's not being productive.
Yep.
And you've got to make adjustments. And the run was working. Mark was averaging 6 yards per carry.
I know.
Stick with the run. Jameis is not connecting downfield. He's obviously in pain. Pull him. Make the decision so he doesn't get hurt worse. That's why we signed Andy Dalton and upgraded at a backup quarterback. At some point, you have to, I say be an adult. It's like, you know, when you're a kid and you make a bad decision. Dennis and Pete had to make the decision. Pull him at that point. I am a Jameis supporter. We've made no secrets about this on the show. You and I both feel the same way about him.
Yeah.
He has so much potential and brings so much to this offense, but he is hurt and he was hurt last season. And this season, with the offensive weapons, everything that we have on paper, this team is too damn talented to have performances like that. I'm angry. Even with Sean, you know, Sean Payton had a lot of faults. We loved him because he was one of us. Petty showing. He had a lot of fault. At some point, you got to sit there and say, you know, hey, this is not working. I know it's not working. I don't know what's going on with Dennis in his head. Obviously, he's only been here as our head coach, you know, a couple of games. Can't really get reads all the time what's happening on the sidelines. You know, we're not in their heads, but you got to make the adjustments and you got to sit and say, hey, look, Jameis, we know this isn't working. The second pick, that's when I said, pull him, let him rest, let him heal. That is so, I know if I had one fracture in my back, I wouldn't want to get out of bed to put my slippers on, much less go play football. And think about this. Last week is when he got those fractures. Look at that performance he had in the fourth quarter. So he must have been really hurting this week and things weren't clicking. So adjust. Go back to the run. Put in Andy Dalton. Use Taysom Hill more. Do something. You had the Bucs on the rails with three points. Brady was slinging helmets, slinging tablets, cursing on the sidelines. We had it in our grasp and we let it go because we got in our own way. We shot ourselves in the foot. Fight didn't help. The stupid penalties didn't help. Like you said, 7 points on the board, we're ahead.
Yep.
To the very end, we had a shot. Literally until the Olave fumble, we had a shot in that game.
Agreed. I think that there was a moment, if you look back in the third quarter, probably, and I think if I'm remembering it correctly, it's right after the Bucs went up 7 points on us. Pete Carmichael had a slightly panicked look on his face. He put the card up to his mouth, but his eyes were uncovered and that kid looked like a deer in the headlights. So there was a moment where I think Dennis and Pete were like, oh snap, this game is starting to get away from us. And there was a bit of panic. So my hope is that they're also studying their opportunities for change in the game when they're looking at the film. Like, I know they put the players through their paces on Monday with film. I want them to do that to themselves so that they can see.
I hope they remember that feeling because I'll tell you what, Saints fans will. We are a very passionate, very vocal fan base. Love our team.
This moment, DA is very vocal. Does not have Twitter.
Yeah, this is why Dennis doesn't have the Twitter. And at this rate, I'm sorry, Georgia, Dennis is not going to get the Twitter.
Oh, I know he's not, especially if he checks my Twitter. I tagged Bruce Arians in everything this week, the fat tiny.
But if you see yesterday getting on social media and the reactions, it was just absurd. I mean, it was a lot of Monday morning overreactions.
Yeah, it's completely ridiculous.
But, you know, we're only in week two. We're getting ready to take on the Carolina Panthers next week. Have not won a game since November 14th of last season.
Correct.
Baker Mayfield looked, you know, like I said, Dr. Jekyll, that's Mr. Hyde. I mean, we don't know what he's had little spark on the offense and he hasn't been able. If you've seen highlights, could have won those two games, but they didn't. They're not executing all the way through. McCaffrey's back and he's healthy. Again, with his injury histories, how long are you going to lean on that crutch?
Yeah. Here's what I'm going to say. It's week two. Everyone needs to take a very large seat and calm themselves down. And if they took a look at Joey Burrow, he's had two terrible games in a row. I don't see their fans calling to have him benched. So I want all this Jameis slander, like I'm over it. So he had one bad game. Settle down, everyone. It was one
bad game. Do you remember?
One game.
Seven games last year. We were 5-2.
Right.
You know, last week he was a hero. This week, everybody's like, he's a zero.
Yeah.
No, if he throws out another bad performance this week, okay, then we can start talking about concerns. But again, if he does, then I will 100% come on the show next week and say it's all on Dennis and Pete, because at that point, there's zero excuse for them to not have made adjustments and pull him from that game.
Agreed.
Seriously, like I would expect to see a lot of changes at that point. I think we can go 2-1 with this game. We have to go into London. The Vikings last week played great. Yesterday, you know, Kirk Cousins' cousin. We saw them last week. They're a good team. Got to play Seattle. And then we got Cincinnati, which with that Olan, Swiss cheese Olan there, I actually feel bad for Joey B. And that is a coveted game and has been since the schedule came out. The Dome is already a packed house, but I mean, tailgating, bars, restaurants, everything's going to be packed that weekend in New Orleans. It's going to be an awesome weekend. And of course, we're getting ready to start the fall season on Thursday's official first day of fall. We're going to have better weather here. So it's going to be a huge weekend. Our schedule is only going to get harder. So I want us to be one of those teams like the New York Giants a couple years ago that, you know, get our guys healthy because we are pretty beat up right now. And get it together, start cleaning up mistakes, you know, executing, change game plans when it's not working, you know, keep teams on their heels. That's one thing you got to do, make the changes.
The Vikings don't scare me. and they just don't. They're, it's Kirk Cousins. They don't. So here's what I think we need. We definitely need AK back because he is a very calming influence for Jameis, and he helps him make better decisions. He's also great for the check down. I think that Jameis is more confident throwing to AK on a check down than anybody else. And you saw it on Sunday. We need a Paulson Adebo to come back. I need Pete Warner to come back because I want him to smash some bros into the ground. That's right. I said it. And I really want him to have an up close and personal relationship with Devin White when we play them on December 5th. But I think that you're right. Pete and Dennis need to make some hard decisions in the next couple of games about when they sit or if they sit Jameis for some healing, because we do need him in the stretch, and our bye week is so far down the road that we can't.
And this is what I was concerned about all along, because I was like, I didn't think we were going to get to injury bit at the beginning of the season. Andy Dalton, obviously, he could probably win a game or two for us. I mean, he's a veteran. So. Dennis knows, Saints fans know, everybody knows Jameis Winston is our guy. This is our long-term 100%. Guy. We've got to get him healthy. Mm-hmm. So I worry about you. I worry about this stretch, this late bye week. I mean, it plays to an advantage if you're fully healthy for the beginning of the season and then, you know, you start getting nicked up. But I mean, we went into the season nicked up.
I know. Can we just say a shout out to Mark Ingram for 10,000 career yards?
Yes. He fumbled at the most awful time, but I still love him. Mark is my guy. I'm still happy he's back here. And I do think he's a veteran and he's going to get it cleaned up. I don't know what's going on in his head either. Knowing that Kamara was out, he was trying to make something happen. Maybe, I don't know. There was a couple of times, he almost busted through some holes and he was pounding on the ground. Like I said, I'm pretending to know what's going on in these guys' heads, but I love Mark. And yeah, shout out for his 10,000 yards. He said he wanted to get him when I did an interview with him and he got him. Like I said this the other day, if you continue doing this, we got to make these guys accountable. Actions speak louder than words. Start benching them. And I don't want to see Mark benched because that's hard for a veteran. It's a hard pill for them to swallow. But I mean, it's got to happen if this continues. You're costing us points. We're not executing on turnovers. And, when we get that close to the end zone and then you fumble, it's not acceptable. So we will wrap up the show on this note. I do have to say this because I thought about this the other day and I can't take credit. Somebody on Twitter did mention it. But can you imagine if Trevor Penning would have been playing in this game when that fight happened?
Oh, I know. Oh,
just so ending the show on a positive and funny note. Yes, Trevor Penning, please get well soon because we need you. Because when another fight happens, and we know it will, and you might be back just in time for that Tampa Bay game on the road.
I can't wait. Get me some Trevor Penning, introducing him to Devin White.
Love me some Penning already. So I hope everybody enjoyed this show and I hope everybody has a fabulous week. If you want to chime in on your thoughts about Fightgate and Penaltygate and everything else that happened this week, or if you just want to tell us your predictions for this week against the Pansies, you can hit us up on Twitter. I'm Tina at the NOLA Girl, and it's Floors Truly Podcast on Instagram and Facebook and at Floors Truly Pod on Twitter. And Georgette, you can tell everybody where they can come and find you and join the fun, or they can hit up Dennis Allen and say, hey, look, just get a private account, burner account, and give it to us.
You can find me on the Twitter, just like Bruce Arians found out, at Georgie68. That's Georgie with two E's.
And we will see everybody next Tuesday on Floors Truly. Beat the Pansies. Who dat?
Who dat?